Appendix. Defining a motorcycle or moped. Definition of a motorcycle. Motorcycle means a motor vehicle that has a seat or a saddle for the use of the rider and is designed to travel with only 2 or 3 10-inch or larger diameter wheels in ground contact and has a motor with a cylinder capacity of more than 50 cubic centimeters or an electric motor with a capacity of not less than 1500 watts. Any class of operator's license with a motorcycle endorsement or valid instruction permit is required. Mopeds. Moped means a motorized device designed to travel with only 2 or 3 10-inch or larger diameter wheels in contact with the ground and that may have fully operative pedals for propulsion by human power, has an electric or a liquid fuel motor with a cylinder capacity displacement not exceeding 50 cubic centimeters or an electric motor with a capacity under 1500 watts, and is equipped with a power drive system that functions only directly or automatically and does not require clutching or shifting by the operator after the drive system is engaged. Moped does not include an electric personal assistive mobility device. Any class of operator's license, valid motorcycle or moped instruction permit is required. Operating a moped. Although a license or special permit is required to operate a moped, it is ridden much the same way as a bicycle. A moped may only be operated in single file and as far as practicable to the right side of the road at all times, except when making a left turn. In preparing for a left turn, look over your left shoulder to make sure the way is clear, signal and move carefully into position just to the right of the centerline of the road. The turn should be completed in the same position on the roadway entered. Once the turn is completed, look over the right shoulder to make sure the way is clear. Signal and carefully maneuver back to the far right side of the road. Motorized scooter. Motorized scooter means a scooter that has 2 or 3 wheels less than 10 inches in diameter in ground contact or is powered by a motor having a maximum piston displacement of less than 25 cubic centimeters or an electric motor with a capacity not exceeding 750 watts. Motorized scooter does not include an electric personal assistive mobility device. Any class of operator's license or valid instruction permit is required. Motorcycle requirements. Who may operate a motorcycle or moped? Any resident of the state who has a motorcycle permit or a valid Maine motorcycle license. Any non-resident possessing a valid motorcycle license from the state or country of their legal residence. How to obtain a motorcycle license. Be at least 16 years of age. Completion of basic driver education is required if under age 18. Completion of a prescribed motorcycle driver education program consisting of an 8-hour block of instructions is also required for all applicants. Applications may be obtained at any motor vehicle branch office. Written and road tests specifically for motorcycles are required. After passing the written test, a learner's permit will be issued, which is valid for 2 years. The Secretary of State is authorized to waive the requirement of a road examination for a motorcycle endorsement on receipt of a certificate demonstrating that the person successfully completed the basic rider course, BRC. If the road examination is waived, the motorcycle endorsement prohibits the holder from carrying a passenger for a period of 60 days following the date of issuance of the endorsement. Note: the basic rider course, BRC, is the 15-hour motorcycle hands-on rider course and is the only course acceptable for waiver of the motorcycle road test. Other motorcycle requirements. Lights. All motorcycles must have an approved headlight on while in operation. Type approval provided by the Department of Transportation. In addition, your dimmer switch, high-low, beam should be positioned so that your thumb can exercise control without removing your hand from the handlebars. Always check your lighting system if there is a chance that you will be riding in dusk or evening hours. If you have been on rough terrain, your headlights may have been jarred out of focus. Adjustments may be necessary to maintain proper alignment. Rearview mirror. All motorcycles shall be equipped with a rearview mirror which affords the operator a clear view of the highway in the rear for a distance of at least 200 feet. Helmets. Every person under the age of 18 years who operates or rides as a passenger must wear protective headgear. Every person who operates on a learner's permit must wear protective headgear. For 1 year following successful completion of the driving test, every operator must wear protective headgear. A passenger of an operator required to wear headgear. Know the law. The following is a summary of Maine's operating under the influence, OUI, law. Immediate suspension by Secretary of State. If you are the operator of a motor vehicle and are driving with an alcohol level of 0.08 grams per 100 milliliters of blood or 210 liters of breath, you are guilty of a criminal offense of operating under the influence, see description below. You will, in most instances, be promptly arrested and taken off to jail. Following your arrest and based solely on the police report and an alcohol level test result, the Secretary of State will immediately suspend your license. This suspension takes place prior to any court appearance, so while you are waiting for your appearance before a judge, you won't be driving. Breath alcohol concentration. Breath alcohol, BRAC, is simply a precise way of recording the percentage of grams of alcohol per 210 liters of breath concentration. It is expressed in grams and measured by chemical analysis. BRAC is determined by the amount of alcohol consumed, the time required by the body to rid itself of alcohol, and the person's weight. The body eliminates alcohol at a constant rate that cannot be changed. Note: any amount of alcohol is likely to impair your driving ability. Alcohol level testing. There are two types of tests which can be used to measure alcohol level: the breath and blood test. These tests are designed to measure the quantity of alcohol in blood. The results of such testing may be used as evidence in court and are fully accepted in all courts as accurate. Under current Maine law, the police officer will administer a breath test, either a sobermeter or an intoxilizer, unless the officer determines that it is unreasonable for such a test to be administered. If the breath test is not administered, the driver will be required to submit to a blood test which may be administered by a physician of the driver's choice, if the physician is reasonably available. Implied consent. What is it all about? It is important for Maine drivers to remember that a driver's license is not a basic right guaranteed under our Constitution. It is a privilege that is issued and may be withdrawn at the discretion of the state. Stated briefly, when you operate a motor vehicle in Maine, you automatically consent to a test at any time the authorities wish to administer it. You will not be forced to take such a test, but your driver's license will be immediately suspended if you refuse. The suspension will be for a period of up to 6 years by the Secretary of State. It is administrative, that means no court action is necessary. In addition, testimony of the arresting police officer regarding your driving performance can result in an OUI conviction even without the alcohol test results to back it up. The law further requires any operator of a motor vehicle to submit to a chemical test to determine drug concentration if there is probable cause to believe the driver operated a motor vehicle while under the influence of a drug other than alcohol. The administrative suspension issued by the Secretary of State remains in effect even if you are later found innocent of OUI. And if you are found guilty based on the police officer's testimony, your refusal to take a test will be considered as an aggravating factor by the judge and another OUI suspension will be tacked on, so you will have a much longer penalty than if you had taken the test. Remember, a test can also protect you. If you are not legally intoxicated, the test will show it. Road test information. It is the duty of the examiner to render an impartial decision covering all phases of the road test. During the road test, the examiner will observe and evaluate your ability to operate and control a motor vehicle with sufficient skill and knowledge to be a safe and competent driver on the highways of the state of Maine, whether it be driving forward or backward, maintaining your proper lane position, turning left or right, or driving straight ahead. You will also be evaluated on how well you observe and react to other road users and pedestrians, as well as traffic signs, signals, and conditions. You will not be asked to do anything that is extraordinary or illegal. The reason for road test disqualification can vary depending on road conditions, traffic, and the applicant's judgment and ability to cope with situations that arise, as well as driving habits. Road test instructions, cycles. The examiner will follow you in a vehicle with headlights on low beam. Turning and stopping instructions will be relayed through the use of walkie-talkie communication devices or sounding the horn in ample time to execute the desired maneuvers. One short blast, left turn. Two short blasts, right turn. Three short blasts, pull to the right curb or edge of roadway and stop. The signal to proceed after a stop will be by the examiner switching headlights to high beam then to low beam. This procedure applies only if you have been required to pull to right and stop.